Pitch to Bellinger. He swings and he hits a high fly ball right center field. This ball's gone!
Now a 3-1 for Acuna. Swinging a high fly ball! Deep to left field! Way, way back! It's gone!
Live from the Auto Farm Studios, it's Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Forum Studios, 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM, KOAL. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini, set to talk some Major League Baseball. And, well, perhaps we're making some progress. We're getting some proposals going back and forth. I know I'm craving a Major League Baseball season, just like you are. And so is the man that is joining us right now, former big league pitcher, current analyst for the San Francisco Giants, Bill Lasky. And, Bill, it's always a pleasure to get you on. I appreciate you making more time for us.
Well, Jordan, thank you so much, and good afternoon. And let's just say hopefully all your listeners are safe and more or less just taking these steps slowly as we open up United States to everything that we can do in the business world and our active lives. But we do have to be careful. The rise of coronavirus is moving up at different times. Arizona, California had a spike. And, of course, all the protests and things like that that are happening. We'll know a little bit more in a couple of weeks. But I think the American people need to take this serious as we have over the past months, and let's just take a little step back and hopefully everything gets going here, and especially the baseball season for 2020.
Especially the baseball season. I mean, I'm dying for some baseball right now, Bill. And as far as the negotiations going back and forth, last week the owners proposed something that was just completely asinine, a 50-game season. And I was of the mindset I would rather there not be a baseball season than play 50 games, especially with the way rosters are constructed. And then you take a look at the financial details of it. It was absolutely ridiculous all the way around. The players counter with 114 games. The owners a couple of days ago, proposed yet another, I believe it was 76 games, if memory serves me correctly, and now the players have countered back with an idea for 89 games. Bill, we're making progress, I guess, in a roundabout way.
I agree with you, Jordan. Just watching and reading and just listening to all the reports coming out that these proposals were sent with a 2 or 3 day window to get back to each other, and they're responding either by the end of the day or the next day. And that's kind of what I like, because it seems like both sides now are trying to figure it out. And the 89-game schedule looks like it's been agreed on both sides. The prorated salary has been agreed on both sides. So now the stumbling point is the playoffs and the World Series. And again, the owners are trying to weed back a lot of money out of it when it should be shared, or as it was before when the playoffs and World Series came and the shares were equally divided amongst the teams. So that seems like the stumbling point, but we're getting there, and we need to get there faster if we're going to get 89 games in, and they're talking second week of July is opening, and they do need to get into these cities, clean the stadiums, and get everything ready for spring training too.
Yeah, and again, talking about the 89-game schedule, it did bring the sides closer because it's 25 fewer games than the players' union initially proposed, which was 114 at a full pro rate, full prorated dollar amount for the salaries. Now we're looking at 89, and so I guess each proposal has just been a negotiating point. I mean, that's really what this has been. But, Bill, I can't stress this enough. I am severely disappointed in Rob Manfred.
I agree with you. I have lost a lot of respect for him in some of the points that he talks about, how he brought the World Series trophy into a piece of metal, things that I fought for as a baseball player, and baseball players look to strive to win that World Series trophy, and some of them have never even had an opportunity like myself. But to degrade that World Series trophy for a baseball player that fought for it was just strike one for me, and it just took the taste out of my mouth. Is this is our commissioner of baseball that's supposed to bring baseball back to the American public and the world. I just don't understand his sides. It should be mutual, and it sure just sides in my mind, to the owners, and I just don't appreciate that. And I hope down the road, Tony Clark, as well as MLB, when they go to renegotiate in 2021, somehow, some way, get Rob Manfield to wake up.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. As a former player, when you see the NBA put together its plan and you see the relationship and the trust that the Players Union has with Adam Silver, I'm sure that for someone that's as closely associated to the game of baseball as you are, you probably envy that a little bit, don't you, Bill, seeing just the relationship that those two sides have in the NBA?
Oh, 100%. And the communication and just the ways and the steps that he got the players and the owners and everybody involved, and there is an argument that let's work together, and it seems like we need maybe a mediator or an arbitrator to figure this baseball thing out because the sides are stubborn. And to have basketball, NBA, finalize it and fix it and already have a plan for the end of July, I just think baseball's getting another black eye of how they're handling this, especially when you're looking at 30 million people that don't have jobs, that are struggling, and these millionaires and billionaires are fighting over tedious millions when the American public is suffering.
Yeah, Bill, I was very young during the 94 strike shortened season. So if you go back to it and you look at what happened there, how does it differ, and how do you believe this will affect the popularity of baseball among the fans moving forward if, in fact, we get a very shortened season or we don't get a season at all? I mean, how are the two comparable, or are they at all?
Well, I don't think they are, because back in 94 and in the 80s, we were fighting over different things than just salary. We were talking arbitration, collusion. There was so many different things that were happening in the structure of baseball. This right here is 100% the coronavirus and safety and aspects of people living and dying, as well as having your family and relatives concerned about what are you coming home to possibly share with the family and kids. So this is, I think, is all about health and wealth, as well as protection. If baseball doesn't come up and they don't play, it is going to be a huge hole that baseball is going to have a hard time climbing out of in the future.
Again, our guest right now is Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher and also an analyst now for the Giants. Bill, let's move away from the potential start or lack of a season, and I want to talk about the Major League Baseball draft. It is so different than the NFL or the NBA, a lot of nuances to how Major League prospects are selected, but coming up tonight, 5 o'clock, you'll be able to watch the first round of the draft, and I want to go back to the year you were drafted. The Kansas City Royals selected you in round number 2. What do you remember about that day, and how exciting is it for a kid to be selected on draft day in Major League Baseball?
Well, it's the epitome of what you want to do as a little kid. When you threw that first pitch or you watch that first Major League Baseball game, you want to be named. You want to be claimed by a team, an organization. I was drafted twice out of junior college by the Tigers, but it was the January draft. They don't have that anymore. I was still excited back then, but at the same time, the numbers aren't anything close to what they make now. But when I turned the Tigers down and went on to college and it went on to Cape Cod League, I knew I had more eyes on me than just the local scouts. I grew up in Toledo. I had the local scouts from Detroit and Cleveland watch me all the time. Once I went to the bigger state of Cape Cod, then all the teams got to see us play there. And that opened up windows and doors where Kansas City selected me. But they had talked to me before the draft, as well as a lot of scouts do, to kind of get the point of interest. Are you going to sign? Do you want to go to college? Are you 100% committed if we draft you? Those are things you talk with your parents about. And when you're talking millions of dollars compared to hundreds of thousands of dollars when I got drafted, it was really, are you ready to go? Are you ready to commit? Is this something you want to do? And I wanted to. After my third year in college, when Kansas City drafted me, I was jumping just like a little kid on Christmas Day. And, of course, 100 phone calls from all your relatives, friends, fans, as well as all your teammates. It's an exciting day. And this year is going to be different because you only have 5 rounds. And then after 5 rounds, the most a person can get in a signing bonus is $20,000. So the first thing I think about, Jordan, is, am I going to have my high school kid give up a scholarship for USC or Cal or give up a four-year scholarship for $20,000? I think that's where you're going to get more high school kids pushing away from the draft unless they're in that first five rounds and go to college, because $20,000 a kid out of high school is not that much money when you can go get an education and play at a pretty wealthy baseball-oriented college and get more people to look at you.
No, no question. You're talking about anywhere from $60,000 to $80,000 just in the benefits that you could get as a student-athlete on scholarship. So, yeah, that's a terrific way to look at it. Bill, going back to when you were selected by the Tigers, was it difficult to turn that down, knowing that, okay, I was drafted by a Major League Baseball team, but I'm going to continue on, I'm going to play college ball? Was that difficult?
Well, Jordan, what was difficult was I watched the Tigers when I was 6, 7, 8 grade, you know, watching every move that Al Kaline and Mickey Lolich and Denny McClain did, and it turned down a Tigers offer when they were offering me $5,000 to jump out of junior college and jump right into spring training. And I thought I would let down my junior college coach as well as the team that I went through fall ball with, and I passed. And then the following year, they did it again, and they offered me $10,000. And at that time, I had four-year schools lined up giving me scholarships, and I told my parents, no, for $10,000, I'm going to go to school. And I ended up, it was great because I ended up going to Kansas City, and Kansas City drafted me second, and I ended up getting $25,000, which back then I thought was $1 million. And Kansas City treated me so well going through the minor leagues, and then at the end getting traded to the Giants. I couldn't have asked for a better organization, and I still follow them. I have many of my friends that are coaches, and they are an extremely quality organization that right now are trying to put it together with youth and college kids. And I can see the Royals growing here in the next 2 to 4 years because all their studs that they drafted years ago are now in AA and AAA. And like my buddy Mark Davis said, wait till you see some of these pitchers. They got flamethrowers, and then you got guys that are really good quality, you know, control pitchers. He says, we got everything coming up, and this year might slow them down, but in a couple years, you're going to see the Royals back in contention.
Well, and you and I have had this conversation before, and I think it adds even more intrigue to the Major League Baseball draft today than maybe it would have 10, 15, 20 years ago. Bill, we're seeing 19-year-old kids actually called up to the bigs and making an impact, be it Ronald Acuna, be it Juan Soto. I mean, it's not out of the norm anymore to see a kid come up at 19, 20, 21 years old. That was out of the norm 10, 15 years ago.
100% true. And then you're getting opportunities, and sometimes those kids, you know, get one or two opportunities and they just can't do it, and mentally they lose it, and they never can establish themselves. I think today when you look at the draft, I think Arizona State first baseman, they're talking about, I don't have his name, I kind of know some of the schools, and they're talking about him probably being number one because he's so refined and swing. He doesn't have a large stride. Things that analytics are showing the right way of hitting is, and I think this whole draft is going to be 100% on analytics on everybody because you didn't get a season to watch these kids play because it was taken away from them. So I think the analytic grades are going to be measured by the talent, and we're going to see how many college kids get drafted in that first round compared to high school.
Yeah, speaking of the first overall pick tonight and the kid you're talking about coming out of Arizona State, Torkelson, for just a little bit of a, I guess, a history lesson or a little bit of what this kid's capable of, he broke Barry Bonds' home run record at Arizona State as a freshman, Bill.
Yep, and they're putting so many different players combined that he can be. And also the Arizona State kid can play outfield too, but they had so many good players there, they moved them to first base. So that's the option, too, that you have to look at, Jordan. Guys playing multiple positions. And you know as well as I do, that's the new grade for players. Can he play third, short, second? Can he play all three outfields as well as a DH? I think multiple position players are also going to be a grade up in this draft.
Bill Lasky, again, our guest right now. Bill, it's always a pleasure to get you on the show. Before I let you go, please let the listeners know where they can find you.
Yeah, just on Twitter, at Lasky19. Really haven't been tweeting much. There's not much to talk about in the baseball world. I'm kind of being a fan right now and reading as much information as these top writers in baseball are talking about, following that, and then just kind of following some of the things the Giants are talking about in the draft today. and how are they managing what they want to push forward in these first five rounds as well as after. So right now, more or less being a fan like you and I, Jordan, and just kind of seeing where the steps of the 2020 baseball season, when do they start, when does spring training two go, and I'll be ready for that. But at the same time, I'm looking forward to baseball. I'm looking forward to talking some baseball with you as the season continues, and hopefully it'll start soon.
Absolutely. Bill Lasky, always a pleasure. Bill, looking forward to doing it again real soon. Have a great day.
You too, Jordan. Thank you.
Let's take one more commercial break. We'll come back and wrap up this edition of Drive Time Sports when we return live from the Auto Farm Studios.